So we're going to talk about radio warfare. And one of the things you have to deal with is the fact is that you are at war. You just have to believe that you're at war. Because if you don't, somebody else who does believe it is probably going to come right up on you and chew you up. Problem for you is you're expected to fight and win, but you're expected to do it with a lot less. So you're supposed to do it with fewer people, you're supposed to do it with less time, less money. The other problem is you're dealing with five wars. Here's the first war. This is war number five. And throughout this conversation, I want you to think about all these five wars and try to put them together with yourself. Okay. First one is the war with Wall Street. It's all about Wall Street these days, nothing else. If you think it's anything else but that, it is business, pure business, owner's equity, shareholder value. If you have any form of options, benefits, and your stock price drops, it hurts you personally, right? But it's all about Wall Street these days. The second war happens to be with consumer time. And this is the one I really want to focus on for just a second. Because, you know, the first war we really can't do anything about. That's, you know, reserved for guys in limos, blue suits, white shirts, and gold ties. You know, they zoom around in New York. The second one we can do something about. So consumer time. What is radio competing with? Radio's competing with books, CDs, amusement parks, your car, your kid's soccer game. It's competing with anything that is causing the consumer to spend time on something other than radio. If they're not listening to the radio, they're spending their time someplace else. So the battle is for consumer time. And as the choices explode for consumer time, and people spend less and less time with radio, what happens to us? We lose. So think about everything as consumer time warfare. The third war. It's all about ratings. If you don't have consumer time, if people aren't spending time with you, what happens? You don't get the ratings. If you don't get the ratings, then what happens? You lose your job. The next war is the war for revenue. If you don't get the ratings, you don't get the revenue. When was the last time you saw a general manager who wasn't focused on revenue? Why are they focused on revenue? Because of the Wall Street folks. Okay, so it all kind of intertwines. And the last war, which we're going to spend quite a bit of time, is your own personal survival. I want you to think of yourselves as your name incorporated. Just your name, Inc. Because in reality, that's what you are. You're a personal business. You spend time with yourself every day. And the other part is you run a machine. You run a financial machine. You run a healthcare operation. You run, what, a business machine? You run an entertainment machine. It's all you. And everything we're going to talk about here today, you can apply on a personal level, and I hope you do, because that's the magic of it. If you walk away with anything from today, it's applying it on a personal level for you, your name incorporated. Here's the deal. What we're going to cover today are the cutting edge strategies. We're also going to be talking about some of the tactics that you come across. Take no prisoners stuff, what you must know to kill and what you must know not to be killed, which is very important in warfare. It's not necessarily knowing how to kill somebody, it's knowing how not to be killed.